Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors. Actually, we've interviewed hundreds of advisors. We're over 300 advisors here on Exit Coach Radio. You can find all of their topics indexed and archived and available for you to listen. About 35 topics available with dozens of interviews at exitcoachradio.com. You'll find us on iTunes at itunes.exitcoachradio.com. I'm very excited about our next guest. He's a local individual here, and he helps connect people that are transitioning. And, you know, we talk all the time about rewiring and how a lot of people have said, I've done what I've done, and it's time to do something new, and it's time to look at all the new opportunities that are out there, and I need someone to help me connect the dots and help me out. And Bill Ellermeyer is that person. He's joining us here from Tustin, Ellermeyer Connect. Bill, welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
Bill, you've been doing this for quite a while. You've helped a lot of people, and things have changed over the last many years, and that's what we want to dig into a little bit.
Big time.
But I wonder if you could just give our listeners a sense of you and your background and what it is that you do.
Well, many years ago, I went through a job transition and learned to be independent. And as a result of getting dumped out of a job as a vice president of human resources at the airline Air Cal, I started the executive outplacement business. And for the last 30 plus years, been working with executives in transition. And as you said, the last 10 years, things have really changed in some really radical ways in terms of getting a job.
Yeah, and there are new and emerging technologies that are helping people to find, it's so different. You can start a company now and have virtual assistants helping you all over the world, as opposed to having to staff up and beef up and all that kind of stuff. But tell us, you know, what are some of the biggest changes that you've seen for people that are out, you know, they're out of a job or they're looking for a new idea or a new career? What are some of the things that they're asking at that point? What are some of the first things you talk to them about?
Well, first of all, most of my clients are senior executives, 50s, 60s, senior. They've achieved a lot. But when they come to me, they're usually not connected and uncertain what they want to do. For many years, Bill, I spent a lot of time helping people get on to the next job. You're a CFO. Hey, let's get ourselves visible and go on and become a CFO, VP marketing, whatever. But in the last 10 years, if jobs are as tenuous as they are, and we now know jobs have a lifespan much shorter than they used to, 2-3 years. So if you're 57, it may not make sense to have a job. So the whole world of entrepreneurial, project work, part-time, starting your own business. So really, more than helping people with marketing themselves and a resume, now it's either finding a business inside of them, mm-hmm. helping them to start a business, find angel money, or do what I call portfolio career, using your core skills over multiple streams of income.
Yeah, and I love that. I love the title of that, portfolio career. It's intriguing, and I'm sure for a lot of people, they wonder, well, what the heck is that? A portfolio career? You're using your core skills, but over multiple streams of income. Let's dive into that a little bit. What is that all about? Give us an example.
Well, I mean, a good example would be you're an accountant or an IT person, and you platform your portfolio with your core expertise. So you're an IT consultant, you're a CPA consultant, what have you. But then you add in the things, because consulting is project oriented, up and down, up and down. So how do we ameliorate that? Well, many ways. Board work, part-time, teach is often the first example of where somebody, I'm making a little money, not a lot, but I'm doing, you know, one or two nights a week, and it's something I love and do. Then we get into some more esoteric things like your hobby job. I've got one client who refurbs with his buddy old 1950, 1960 muscle cars. Now, he only does 2 or 3 a year, but that's about 40% of his time. I got another guy who buys and sells and trades Indian Navajo and Zuni Indian jewelry. And he has a website, and he goes to these big expos really all over the world that it's known. So again, I spend a lot of time in the assessment phase with my clients. Who are you? What do you have to offer? What's behind the jobs you've had? Maybe there's whole opportunities. So this whole entrepreneurial track, and then that's enhanced by digital technology. You can become a corporate, you can look like a big business and be one-man show and have a virtual number of contacts. So it's very exciting. So the old boring idea of just going on to another job really has sort of gone away for the people in this category. Obviously, if you're younger, you got to learn your trade. So up until about age 40, you know, you're learning the trade. Then you can launch out, unless you're a wonder kind like, you know, some of the digital people that are superstars today.
Yeah. So what you're saying is very important for our listeners. So you have you've amassed knowledge in a particular area for all of these years. And then you think, well, now I got to go find a job as a golf cart. Course starter. Well, those jobs are very difficult to get. Number one, they always have been.
Right, yeah.
Those were always the cream of the cream.
We all want that.
Yeah. But outside of that, there weren't that many opportunities besides going back to work, physically working with another job. But now you can put your experience, your learned techniques to work using technology in a lot of different ways. Or like you say, Maybe you're a conglomerate onto yourself, right? Maybe
that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. So maybe you can do four or five things and patch together the income that you need and stay busy as you want.
Absolutely. It might be as simple as teaching a course one night a week at Cal State Fullerton, getting on the board of a nonprofit, which leads to getting on the board of another corporation. Then you build your consulting practice. There's just so many ways. It's the opportunities out there. And another thing that really makes this an opportunity is the more gray hair you have, the better it is. If you're out there looking for a job, chasing around with a resume, it's very tough, as we all know. And actually, the better way to go is to become you enterprise. You are the enterprise, as I say in my speech, and look at yourself as a business with all the different divisions that might be within your enterprise.
Now, there's another group out there that we're very friendly with called SCORE,
that is
the Service Corps, and there are 11,000 volunteers.
Yes.
But the federal government is one of the funders of the administrative side. So they're marketing and finding business owners who need help, and then you volunteer. But that can lead.
Absolutely.
Not,
a lot of people do it to lead because the idea of retirement is absolutely obsolute.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I have another talk on unretirement. You don't hear Warren Buffett saying, I'm going to retire.
Right.
I mean, retire just isn't in there. You might retire from a job 20, 25 years in a big three CPA firm, but you don't retire from life. You stay in the game. And if you and I track people up into their 80s and even into their 90s that stay in the game. They may not be working 6 days a week, but they might be working 2 or 3 days a week. And it's very exciting. And I could give many examples of people that are doing that.
Absolutely.
Up in their 80s right now. So
exciting
time.
We say basically that, you know, if you're an entrepreneur and you've got that kind of mindset, the notion of retirement will kill you. So kill the word retirement and rewire instead. Rewire your life. Use your skills and your what you've learned along the way and turn that into something. And there are a lot of part-time kind of organizations that have come up and said, you know what, small companies don't really need a full-time CFO, for example.
Absolutely.
But they need an experienced part-time CFO, and then you put together, that's another way to patch together the portfolio idea, but where you're working with maybe 5 or 6 companies under groups that are part-time CFOs, and you pick up part-time work, a great way to go too,
that's
right?
That's a way to get into the game, really. I mean, instead of pushing a resume out there and trying to get a job, which isn't as good a way to go anyway, you make yourself available on a project basis, and you build a practice around that, and then you supplement that with some of these other things we're talking about. Retirement, again, I've brought a number of people out of retirement because we all meet people that have retired. 6 months later, you meet them, they ain't looking so good or worse.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is if you don't have passion and purpose, if you don't have something to go on to your job or something like that, and just waiting for your spouse to set up a cruise or play golf or cards in the clubhouse, that's not going to be a happy life.
If there's no purpose in your life, there is really, you don't have much of a life, right?
That really says it. People don't realize that work is the sustenance that we've always had in the world. That's what makes us who we are. So work. The bad part is get into jobs that they don't really like. I mean, Gallup poll says 70% of the workforce is not all that happy and 30% very unhappy. those are potential clients for me, because I also work with clients that are in a job, but they're not happy. So rather than sitting around not doing anything about it, get proactive and work toward making that transition.
Now, Bill, how do you keep on top of all of these trends? Technology's brought a lot of these things around. So how do you keep on top
of all
of this
stuff? Well, I'm a big promoter of LinkedIn. A lot of times I don't have time to check everybody out, but you can find people there. And your digital profile is now becoming more important to companies than a resume. Mm-hmm. Up in Silicon Valley, a lot of companies don't even want your resume. That's kind of getting to be kind of old school. You got to have one for the headhunter that wants one or the company that wants one. But more and more, it's your digital visibility or social media connections and the network. I mean, you never stop building your network. The people that I know that are up in their 80s that are successful, and there's a number of them up in LA, they stay connected. And you're always meeting new people. Opportunity is just one person away that can change your life.
So true.
I have so many examples of people that say, that networking thing wasn't really that exciting. But, you know, on the way out, I met this guy. And guess what? You know, we now have, we're starting a franchise of putting little ice cream shops inside retail stores, you know, so you just never
know. The world's changing quickly.
Yeah, opportunity abounds.
Is there one thing that you find that most people don't think is important to have on their LinkedIn that they really should have on their LinkedIn? Or can you give us?
I don't know that there's one thing, but an honest and authentic assessment of your talents, not puffery, but really who you are, and bring into play your unique selling proposition. You know, big corporations spend millions on dollars of bringing it down to, I hear these ads on the radio, and they always bring it down to, three or four words, like Zillow, big real estate company, is find your way home.
Right.
Capital credit card is what's in your wallet. Right. I mean, and we can do that too. So I tell people, rather than an elevator speech, because after 20 seconds, it's blah, blah, blah. Nobody remembers that. So get it down to, we have an exercise called words in a box. You have 1 to 4 words, and then you play with that. Like a good friend of mine, Patrick Henry, is a venture capitalist. His card, I never forgot it from 20 years ago. It says, the fishing coach, because he teaches networking at USC.
That's
so bringing it down to something that is unique to you in 4 or 5 words is a very good way to go.
Well, I see rethink, refocus, restart on the head of your dossier here. What's your 4 words?
Well, mine are turnaround pro.
Turnaround pro.
I turn around people.
I like that.
Because people always ask, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm not turning around company. I'm turning around people. And guess what? They remember that. And that's the key. Because when I work with people, the 2 things that I'm most noted for is, number 1, helping figure out what they ought to do in life. And number 2, get connected.
I love it. Paul, you had a comment?
I did. As I'm listening to this, I'm thinking maybe Bill Ellermeyer's little tagline should be career electrician. He helps you rewire.
That's a good one.
Yeah, career electrician. I'll turn you on. I'll patch you together. Yeah, right.
Well,
that's a good one. I've got several.
you know, one of them, it says here, is your network is your net worth. And that's so true these days, helping to dig, tap into that.
Yeah.
But a lot of people look at that and they think, I remember... I think I was one of the first people that really got into networking probably in Orange County 30 years ago, but I thought it was for sissies before I did that. And then now it's for everybody, and it's become such a huge thing, but it's how you present yourself.
Yeah.
Now, how important is the backside of the business card when showing that you're a well-rounded person with hobbies and skills and things like that? Do companies care about that stuff?
Or radio showing the backside of your business card.
Yeah, well, I think today, diversity, I always say, you have to be doing at least 1 or 2 things other than your primary. So you have to have a diverse background. And being able to talk about the fact that you're interested in golf as a business, and yet you're a CPA firm. I have a good friend who's an IT consultant. He has a big IT consulting, but he's gotten into he's bought 2 franchises. This is in the massage business. If I can say the name, it's called Massage Heights. And that business is growing. Women spend a ton of money on facials and cosmetics and that sort of thing. And so, you have a professional consultant here, but a small business owner here. Another guy has a yogurt shop. Doesn't make a lot of money, but spins off $75,000 a year up in Long Beach. That's pretty good.
We had somebody on, not Bill's show, but one of the other shows, who has created one of the largest massage franchises. He's here in Riverside, I believe, and they've got 200 or 300 of these massage franchises up, mm-hmm. and he said the same thing.
Right.
Everybody's stressed, and women love it. And you go in, and it's $50, and you get a massage, and it's real, and it's, you know, clean, and it's
professional technicians. Right. Really, a solid business.
One of the things, you know, when I think about it, the colleges are so crowded now that they've always looked for this, but I have a son getting into high school, and they want to know that you're going to be more than a good student. They want to know that they're going to graduate a productive, interesting, someone who's going to produce in society to be a good reflection of them.
Right.
So I can imagine that businesses would say, we want somebody who's more than a good worker. We want somebody who's going to represent us well in things that they do that are fun, and that they have a well-rounded life, and that they're going to be a productive member and bring us more than just 40
absolutely.
Hours.
Absolutely. All the universities, I mean, Cal State Fullerton, they're very big in the entrepreneurial sector. Michael Sawitz, who has an incubator in Irvine called Fast Start Studio. It's you know, 5 or 6 young people that are coming out that are entrepreneurial. They've got their idea, and he provides the facility and the resources for them to launch a business.
Fascinating guy. I had him on a couple of different shows here, and we did something live from his studio not long ago here. He is the guy who created AIM mail centers and then sold it. And now he really he doesn't take a piece of the action.
No.
He doesn't do anything. He just basically has a space, and you pay some minor fee to be part of this incubator community. And he's very selective. He picks 5 or 6 of them, and then he takes them and teaches them to do everything just as a way of giving back.
Really gives back big time.
That's
big
great. Time. So, Bill, is the first step for someone with you a conversation?
To talk about? There's no obligation. I mean, 9 out of 10 people I talk to, I'll point them in the right direction. They don't become clients, but some do, particularly those that aren't certain what they want to do and aren't connected. And the typical guy, he's in his 50s now. What do I do? I've been working in retail all of this time. It's been okay, but now I need to really rethink or reinvent myself. That's my sweet spot.
And then from there, you take them through a discovery process for yourself to help figure
them
out.
Big on self-assessment. Go back through their life, all of the things they've accomplished from the time they were 10. Kind of analyze their achievements, you know, break them down, pull out what I call their motivated abilities. Back in the 20s, 100 years ago, the Department of Labor did a study that we all have skills, and they're buried inside of the things we do and that we love. And what I do is pull those out, put those together. I take the top 4 or 5 skills you have, and then I put that together with your experience and your values. And together, we choose a primary objective, but also a secondary. When now the secondaries become more important in the last 10 years, and sometimes that moves into first place, this whole idea of entrepreneurship, which is one of the big drivers that makes our country so great. There are several forces going on that make our country great. There's not even a close second. The guy that's got the PhD from China or Korea or Egypt, they don't start an Apple computer in their own country. But when they get here, Silicon Valley or back in Boston, they start and they give birth to these big companies.
And so from there, I would imagine, you know, there's a lot of people that are saying, well, you know, I'm thinking about transitioning out of this business. I'm not sure what I want to do at that point. So you would be someone that they should talk to about thinking about where they're going to go from
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Know, what they're going to their electrician. How am I going to rewire?
And what are the possibilities? And they all have way more possibilities than they ever know. They look at it very narrowly. Don't realize if you took a map of people and how they go through careers, you'd see we have way more talent than we ever use. And sometimes we've spent a lot of years working at something. I've had an attorney that was a good attorney, but he spent 30 years before he discovered he loved cars, which he had done since he was 18. He started a business with, he and his buddy refurbed an old 1962 Pontiac. I can't remember exactly what he paid for, but not very much. And he made a little pot of money on it. Now he does that in Scottsdale full time.
And the beauty of this exercise is this is not something that you, Bill's here in Orange County, but you can be anywhere in the world, basically, because a lot of these trends, a lot of these things that are coming about are not necessarily geographical connections anymore. It's now a
global business.
You know, global business, and plugging you into things you may not know about out there that he keeps on top of, right?
People can check. I had an article in Forbes at Forbes.com last year. It was so hot, they republished it 2 weeks ago on Forbes.com. Well, I met a lady in Athens, Greece read this, got in touch with me, and she'd been working for a year and a half looking for a job. She'd sent almost 2,000 resumes out. I told her, forget that. I said, put together a one-page bio. Here's all the stuff I can do for a small business. Go out and for €600 to €1,000, I'll be your bookkeeper. And every business within 15 miles of your house, you can do the restaurants, all the people that might not even have that need for a low cost. And she went out, and within about a month and a half, she had a job, a portfolio of things that she does, and she's keeping her eyes open. Like sometimes if there's a job that comes along where there's going to be a liquidity event or a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, that might sense to let go of your portfolio. But now she's busy doing three different things. So that came as a result of this article. Again, it was in Forbes. If you Google that and my name, you'll probably come up with it.
And okay, having great. Talked to Bill on other shows, I just want to point out that I don't know what fee he charges to do this, but once you pay that, he sticks with you till you get up and running and find something. He doesn't just give you some tips and say, good luck and see you later. I mean, he actually helps make the circuit board come alive here and rewire you into something different.
I try to meet physically every week with my clients, on average 6 months, but I've had people that I've worked with on working on a portfolio for 2 years. And then I always stay in touch with my clients, so I'm always meeting. I love to connect. I'm very curious about people and what they do. I'm curious about everything, maybe too much, because I don't have time for anything else, but it's not work to me. You know, I have a monthly roundtable breakfast that's awesome. I bring 30 people in that are working executives and let them mix, and we have an interesting format, and we do that exercise words in a box there. So,
well, that's fascinating. It really is. It's a big part of what we talk about. And I was just, I'm being featured at an exit planning conference, but I was talking to the CEO of that, and he said, the thing we're focusing and what we're finding right now about business owners that are heading for their exit is that if a lot of them won't plan, and they'll fail because they don't plan, because they don't have that what's next lined up. They don't
put all their effort into the exit.
And they're afraid of that.
Right.
Because doing nothing is not an option to these people, right?
No.
Not to any of these people. So thinking about how you're going to rethink, refocus, restart, and turn your personal passions into new opportunities is what Bill Ellermeyer does better than anybody, and you've got to get in touch with him. And the way to do that is Ellermeyer Connect, ellermeyerconnect.com, or they can give you a call or email.
Absolutely.
You.
I've got my cell phone strapped to my body all the time.
There it is, 714-803-9805. That's 714-803-9805. You can find him, you know, if you just put in Ellermeyer, it's probably going to come up with hundreds of connections and LinkedIn and
Twitter
and all
while.
That stuff. So great topic. And we just don't have time to go into it in depth, but I'd love to have you back on because this is such an important topic for Exit Coach Radio listeners. And of course, you'll find this archives at exitcoachradio.com, and we'll probably dig up that Forbes article and put that on a link on our website as well, Bill, because I think it's so important that people learn about this.
So if you want to rewire your career, go to the career electrician. I like this.
Okay,
he'll patch you together. He'll come up with a new blueprint. He'll plug you in.
I'll give you a jolt.
I'll give you a jolt.
How much money? How much money did you give him?
I'm glad you're here today, Paul.
That's Paul.
Of course,
Paul Roberts, our station engineer. He's always got great comments. And Bill, thanks very much for coming. It's been a real pleasure, and we'll look forward to having you back again sometime soon.
We'll look forward to it.
Well, my friends, that's going to do it for our show today. I want to thank you for listening in, and I hope you've heard something that will help you in some way with your future planning. A big thank you to my guests and our sponsors, and I'd also like to thank our station engineer, Paul Roberts, who's done his usual outstanding job at the board and then some today, and octalkradio.net for hosting us at their beautiful tech-based studios. And we also want to thank our new AM radio affiliate, WPAM in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, who's carrying our one-minute highlights on a daily basis. Thanks very much, folks. We really appreciate it. And we hope you'll hear us somewhere, either on blogtalkradio.com, on octalkradio.net, or at our website at exitcoachradio.com, or, of course, iTunes, itunes.exitcoachradio.com. We're all over the place, so listen to us because we're updating content daily, and we want you to tell your friends to find us. We're here to help you, our hero, the private business owner, with tips, ideas, and precautions so that you are well planned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.